Hi, I'm Lindsay Levinson, and you are listening to Straight Up Sex Talk. We've begun a sexual movement, and so it's a really important day, and it's a really important movement and moment in time. We want to address tough issues. We want to address challenging situations, and we definitely want to create a forum to get comfortable with sexual identity, sexuality, independent ways of knowing who we are and how we relate to others in relationship. Thank you for caring about these issues, because if you're tuned in, there's something you care about. So thank you. You know, self-esteem directly correlates to personal sexuality. Do you know that? Because people don't walk around saying that. They think they're separate, but they correlate directly together. And more importantly, what's really interesting to know and what really does affect self-esteem is if you're allowed to express authentically your sexuality. That is really critical. Can you express who you really are as your sexual self in society? Because society often judges, right? We know that. Society judges, of course. And then we get shut down from who we really are because we can't deal with that. So this show will address sex in and of itself as a subject, and we will also address sexuality as a being, your core self, LGBTQ poly community. What is the sexual orientation your soul was born to be? I made up that question. I made up that saying, terminology. I like it. And I'm going to ask it. And I'm going to keep asking it because the answer is not outside. It's not an external force. It is a force that is at the core of your being. That's where that answer is. So you already have it. Do you know if you're gay? Do you know if you're bisexual? Do you know if you're transgender? Do you know if you could tell anybody? Would you be able to? Do you want to? Do you maybe not want to be a he or a she? Is that even allowed? What about a poly lifestyle? Is that acceptable in society? But the thing is, what determines acceptable? Well, here's the ironic thing. The irony behind this all is that we who are listening, we who care about this subject matter, we can decide what's acceptable. So people are taking their lives every day, and people are killing themselves because they know they cannot tell anybody. They cannot live the way they want. They cannot express themselves authentically. They will be shunned. They will be punished. They will be judged. It's not worth it. So they just take their life. But think about it. If we rally together in a movement like this, Straight Up Sex Talk, if we rally together, we can have people feel safe. We can let people learn. People can actually feel valuable and contribute to this community. They could teach because there's so much for all of us to learn. And most of all, get support. Get support from a movement, get support from a station, like Straight Up Sex Talk. Not just because this station exists, but from our guests. Our guests, you're going to find out, are big guns. We have some of the most fantastic people coming our way, and when you start to see who they are, you're going to feel supported. So listen to this. When the community voice from this movement is louder than the judgment from general society, people don't have to take their lives. So I want to say that again, because think about it. When the community voice from a movement like this is louder than the judgment out there in society, people don't have to take their lives. Why? Because they can live their lives, because it's exciting. Because they'd have a purpose in growing a movement, in contributing, because they want to allow compassion and enlightenment. and they would like to make the world a better place. They want people to be safe. How intoxicating is that? Okay, I want to give you some addresses. Follow me, please, at qualityforlifecoaching.com. Four words, no spaces, no numbers. Qualityforlifecoaching.com. Hit me up. I would love to talk to you and certainly do a free consult on anything on your mind. Really follow us on Facebook. Let's get a community that we can see and feel sort of tangible. Straight Up Sex. All together, no spaces, Straight Up Sex. Twitter is Straight Up Sex, but it's got three X's at the end. That's how that went down. Not necessarily for any reason, but that's how that went down. Straight Up, S-E-X-X-X. Okay, find us. Find us because there's good stuff happening. You'll see there's communities already existing. Check out an amazing and safe site to shop for prevention, for protection. Did you know that glass or acrylic or rubber, toys or anything playful needs to be cleaned differently? Did you know that? I didn't until someone told me. You want to know these things. But also, this site has a lot of playful things just to have fun. PassionatePotential.com. I'm not saying passion. I'm saying passionate. It's all one word. PassionatePotential.com. Take a look at that site. I think you'll find it interesting and totally fun. My email, Lindsay, spelled totally weird, five letters, L-I-N-Z-I. So you go Lindsay@LindsayLevinson.com. That's my email. Our guest, while I have not introduced him yet, his email is Gary@GaryLoper.com. And Loper is spelled L-O-P-E-R. So Gary@GaryLoper.com. There are no spaces when you say GaryLoper.com. His website is pretty similar, www.GaryLoper.com. He will tell you more places that he would like you to visit and see, and so I'll let him do that in just a bit. But I want to know, do you want to be a guest on this show? Would you like to share a story, your story, any story, a story that moved you? Do you want to share your opinion, your cause? Whatever it is that's in your heart that you think you could be a good fit and would really like to have a forum to speak, that is what a global platform is. I want you to be here if you want to be here. So contact me. I am a life coach. I am a certified relationship specialist. I am a sexuality educator. And I've got tons more credentials, but it doesn't really matter because I'm here to change the world. I want people out of pain. It makes no sense to me. I can be seen locally in my Dublin office, but I can certainly be seen through Skype or do phone sessions with you. So there is no limitation to how we can find each other, and I hope you find me. There will be a Straight Up Sex tip, as there always is, at the end of the show. So please stay tuned and don't leave us because there's good stuff always going on. I want to tell you about our guest today. Gary Loper is amazing. He is someone I have come to know. I have known him for a while now, and I've come to know and respect him for so very many reasons. Gary, I will just say, is a mastermind of Twitter, but he has masterminded my Twitter to the extremes, and he does it for so many, for sure. So you might want to interest yourself in that. But he's also coached me at some of the most critical and vulnerable moments. He is versatile, to say the least. Gary Loper is a recognized Twitter expert, mindset coach. That's an important one. Motivational speaker. They're all important, but mindset. I want you to pay attention to that. Motivational speaker, trainer, former radio talk show host, and life and business coach, a highly respected entrepreneur helping people master the business of life. He teaches strategies on how to become successful, to produce and maintain positive solutions, Stay in a positive mindset. Attract and manifest true wealth. How great is that? You got to get around that. You got to get around Gary. Gary is a certified Yes Energy coach. Now that is by Laurel Langemeyer. That's the CEO of Live Out Loud. So Laurel is a financial strategist, best-selling author, and the leading entrepreneurial speaker and money expert. But guess what? She was featured in Forbes magazine, Most Powerful Women, September 2011 issue, as a standout woman in business. So that's who he got certified from. The goal of Yes Energy is to produce and maintain the constant flow of positive solutions and obtain EOS, extreme optimism and energy. Again, how great is that? So Yes Energy will teach you how to move beyond today's economic challenges, emotional challenges, how to attract wealth and create positive mindset and momentum in all areas of your life. So I want to say that Gary, looking, knowing him, understanding his story, he's living proof of how to take your personal experience and shift it into a positive direction. The foundation of his book, Building Better Relationships, it is based on the determination to build a positive life contrary. Keyword, contrary to his upbringing. He was in the midst of dysfunctional family dynamics, and he was definitely challenged by personal losses. He was guided into new levels of understanding with relationships. But you know what? He applied those experiences. Think about that. He applied the experiences that he'd went through, and he used them as a vehicle to live a purposeful life, to help others. He learned that his purpose was to empower people and discover their gifts and then develop confidence and create better relationships with themselves and others in their lives. So I don't think it gets much better than that. I'm not sure we're on the planet for more than empowering ourselves and having confidence and creating good relationships and loving ourselves. So, wow, how great is that? So I want to say welcome, Gary. I am so thrilled you're here. And boy, looking at your websites and knowing what you do and knowing you personally, you're like the busiest man on the planet. I don't know how you ever have time to fit me in, but thank you so much for being on Straight Up Sex Talk.
My pleasure. And it's, you know, these are things, all experiences in our lives. You know, we always want to be able to be busier and doing the things that we love to be able to do. You know, and I think you touched upon it. And, you know, just being able to learn from all of our experiences and be able to look for the seed of good. I think so many times we get stuck in the tragedy of something instead of being able to look at, okay, why is this here? What can I learn? How can I make this better? And I think, you know, just, you know, in preparing for this, because this is a newer topic for me to be able to share about and delve in some of these things, it's just looking back at my life and just looking at how sheltered things were. And when you talked about the confidence and the self-esteem, it's so vital in being able to find out our identity. And we'll talk about a lot of those things. But, you know, I want to thank you for providing this forum, because I know that even through my lifetime and the education and the differences that I've experienced and looking at things, that, you know, the world is changing. And what wasn't acceptable or wasn't acknowledged, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years ago, it's opening. And being aware and being able to be our true authentic self, no matter what it is, I think it goes back to that preamble of the Constitution, all people are created equal, and we need to be able to do that. So with the Marriage Equality Act passing and going through that, you know, it's a huge time. And so you're providing a great service to be able to help people find that comfort and that self-esteem to be able to be who they are, whatever that is.
I love what you just said. And, you know, it's changing times, you know, it's an important time, but times are really changing right before us. I look at, I look at musical artists. I look at Great Big World. I look at Macklemore. I look at Sam Smith. You know, I look at these folks putting out songs that are amazing. And that's just my opinion, that they're fantastic groups. But they're sending messages that are these messages. Live how you want to be. Whether it's about being gay, whether it's lifestyles of different people being together as, you know, groups and families. And these people, I'm trying to think of all of them. I would say all of them are in their 20s that are these huge stars. And, you know, that's what they're dedicating some of their biggest music to is, and I have it on my website as well, music videos of, yeah, I think I have all three of them.
But even looking back, you know, while you were going through the introductions and stuff, you know, I'm just started thinking about my life and what was, you know, what was my exposure? Because, you know, I'm in my late 50s, but, you know, Renee Richards and Billie Jean King were the first exposure that I had even through any media of anything different than heterosexual relationships.
Right.
And so, you know, that was, you know, because it was different. And, you know, like anything else, even in race issues, it's the differences that frighten people. And when you talked about, I think you talked about this, yeah, I think that the more exposure and the more people have the freedom and the comfort and the safety to be able to share, it's that familiarity then starts breeding acceptance. And people will start looking at it as, okay, we're not here to be able to judge. It's not our life. You know, it was a great line, you know, and it's totally divergent, but it's my world. In the show Vikings, and it was just an example, you know, there was a French priest who told Ragnar that he was going to go to hell. And Ragnar just told him, he says, that's not your decision.
I love it. I love it.
So how many other things are we going in our life that people are making their judgments or casting their aspersions or their beliefs onto us and telling us, oh, this is wrong or you're going to go to hell, and just have the, you know, have a Ragnar faith kind of thing and just say, you know, that's not your decision. It's between me and God, and just thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're so on the same page. It's interesting. I'm not going to share it yet, but you're definitely right in the groove of my straight up sex tip today, which is, you'll see when you hear it, you'll be like, ah, that right on. That's right where we were. Which is, and you're so right too, growing up, you know, like, I mean, it was bigger than a crash and towers going down and, you know, natural disasters was, you know, somebody on a tennis court changing their sex. Like, we all just had to stop and take it in. What is going on? What is really, you know, and I don't think any of us understood it, but just the interest and the what we kind of would think was kind of crazy behind it. And to truly understand that and to be okay. I mean, I'm in the psychological field. I actually understand a lot of this, like what's going on in the brain. But it doesn't matter if you understand it. That's what people have to start getting, is you don't have to understand it. That's why I said you can believe in your religious beliefs. We're not here to say, oh my God, you know, choose that religion or choose gay marriage. Like, you know, you can have your religious beliefs. You can believe in procreation and that it has to continue. But you don't have to understand why different people's
choices. Yeah.
What?
You don't have to understand somebody else's choices. It's different.
Somebody else's choices.
Different strokes for different folks, so on and so on, and Scooby Dooby Dooby.
Right. Exactly. Because and a key, the two key words is someone else's. I mean, it's not your choice. It's someone else's choice. So I don't really care what foundation, you know, you use the Bible or use the legal, you know, foundation of the Supreme Court, but it's someone else's choice. And we're talking about love and relationship and people. And not only that, identity, again, transgender, bi, you know, LGBTQ, poly. I mean, it's just, who are you? Who are you? And that just, it really is so interesting. I mean, I'm flabbergasted that we still aren't there. We still aren't there in the understanding that who are you is only for you to say. No one else could know who you are. Only you can know. So people can have an opinion on who they wish you would have been or hope you turn out to be, but they can't know who you are. So I think it's really interesting to think that the world is changing, but I really appreciate you acknowledging that a platform like this and a forum to start to speak out, and what I started to say, and I'll probably say again toward the end, you know, the guests that we'll have, like you, and the guests that we'll continue to have, will be what I call prestigious folks. And I don't mean, you know, hotty-totty, fancy, you know, I mean people who matter, people who live the most authentic, true lives, and people would look up, and, you know, people come to you for coaching, and the different people that we have, you know, so when we get the big guns on this show, then, you know, there's no, we don't need to be intimidated because, you know, yeah, it changes. It changes the way people think. And so I really, I feel great about that. And, you know, I know we wanted to talk about some, kind of travel through a little bit of how sexuality discovers, like first kisses and first partners, and then how do you even get your first sexuality exposure, or maybe first exposure to gay or transgender, you know, what happens with that? You know, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's, you know, that, again, my discovery in preparing this is just looking back at our lives and just being able to see things. And I know we're coming up quick, but I know that, but the education that I grew up with, you know, the sex ed in school was, you know, was you know, almost meaningless or memorable. You know, wasn't memorable at all. You know, my parents, you know, never taught me anything. You know, we had the birds and bees talk, but it didn't register that much. But I didn't see any PDA at all, public displays of affection, within my family or even my extended family. So really, to be able to see that exposure and the limitations that we have, and then the projections that you're supposed to, you know, just fall in love once, and then that's supposed to be happily forever after, you know, and we'll, you know, I want to be able to explore that, because I really think that it's because of the varying experiences that we have that we start to see who we are and can be able to identify that. And once we identify that, then we can start identifying who our partner is and what qualities and characteristics they have. So I think, you know, there's so much, and this is the world turning, because I know that, you know, I was the result of a picnic the day before senior class started for my parents in 1955.
Oh, wow.
And I was born on graduation day. And, you know, maybe that's why there wasn't a lot of sex talk in our family, because of the way that I got here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their experiences, or their even knowledge of it. But it's, you know, it's just amazing. And that's the transformation. I really think that we need to be able to explore, and, you know, and my personal thing is to re-educate children and young people to move past the fairy tale, happily ever after, fall in love with your first and just go on there. You know, that works very rarely. But I think that having experiences and having the mental constitution and maturity to be able to, you know, travel through these experiences, look for the good of them, even the bad ones, and be able to take that and help that formulate who we are and who we attract into our lives and what we can do in the world.
That's fantastic. That is just fantastic. Like, what you just said is so great. And I noted words that you said. I mean, exploration being just so key, re-education, awesome. And yeah, I mean, we need to learn. I mean, to get out of our comfort zone, learn who we are, learning who we are, and how that didn't used to be the way. But I know we have to go to break, but this is an important thing. And I know you want to elaborate a little more on the whole, you know, when you get married, or if you fall in love and stay together forever, you know, just what are the models, and you know, kind of what your thoughts still are on those. So I just really appreciate what you're saying about, you know, experiences. That was another one. Experiences. I mean, having experiences are how you ever learn you, and people who don't have them can't have that chance. So we're going to go to break. I want to come back and delve a little more into this because it's very, very valuable. So in the meantime, really don't change the channel. We have a short break for you, but please don't change the channel because we've got some fantastic stuff coming up. Thanks. We're on Straight Up Sex Talk.
We are long overdue for the sexual movement you are about to witness. Sex may be the focus, while self-esteem will always be the goal. You are entitled to your self-esteem. This show will help you access it. You are about to be truly enlightened and invited into a community that advocates genuine learning and growth on some of the most challenging, unique, difficult, fun, and vital issues of our time. It's time to listen to the expertise of those who have made sexuality, identity, sexual health, sexual lifestyles, and sexual discovery their passion and a significant part of their careers. Your host, Lindsay Levinson, is a sexual director and an evangelist for the rights of every individual to be free, to live as they choose. Lindsay invites expansive thinking as we explore this vast sexual movement right here on Straight Up Sex Talk. Self-esteem is at the core of who we are. Is sex always a part of that? Straight Up Sex Talk will inform you that sexuality and sexual health is directly correlated with one's self-esteem. On Straight Up Sex Talk, no topic is off limits. Lindsay intends to take Straight Up Sex Talk into areas of pain, pleasure, identity, equality, health, freedom, choices, safety, fantasy, fetishes, rights, and clarity around achieving bliss. This show will discover a global platform that allows us all to become even more open, honest, compassionate, aware, and enlightened about sex and sexuality. Remember, nothing is taboo. We deserve self-esteem at its best. It is time to change the world. Welcome to Straight Up Sex Talk. The movement has begun.
Hi, this is Lindsay Levinson. Thanks for coming back. We're on Straight Up Sex Talk, and we are after the commercial, so that means you stayed. Thank you. We appreciate it. We have Gary Loper here. He is just filled with information, and, you know, I have something I want to read, but Gary, let's not make the mistake of not having a way for people to get to you, because you are so fantastic and have so many things you offer people. People will never know even what I'm trying to say until they go to the places you tell them to go. So could you share your site addresses that they would, you know, where can they find you? Where should they go?
Well, the website, you mentioned it, GaryLoper.com, GaryLoper.com.
Love it.
And in a branding aspect, you can find me on Twitter, at Gary Loper. You can go there. What I also wanted to be able to share with people is one of the ebooks that I wrote is called The 20 Secrets of Building Better Love Relationships. And you can go to GaryLoper.com, and it's in the center column. You just scroll down there, and you can just, you know, share your email address, and you'll get access to the book. And that's, again, a lot of the experiences that I've had and the studies that I've had in relationships that we shared in that book to be able to help people build better relationships in all the areas of your lives. And also, I'd like to be able to invite people to be able to spend some time with me on a free chat, just to be able to talk about anything. If I can help you with Twitter, if I can help you with relationship marketing, you know, being online and social media, any personal issues that are limiting your business success or relationship issues, just grab a spot on my calendar at bit.ly/Gary45. And I'll get you right on my calendar, and we'll schedule a time, again, no cost, and we'll just be able to explore how I can be able to help you, and then I can be able to perhaps introduce you to some of the other programs and things that would even be able to help you even more, and we can work together on.
Yeah, Gary's so great. I mean, it's just no matter what, he customizes to whatever you need, and he can act dynamically. He doesn't need a lot of heads up. You can just bring something, and as I said, I have found out recently, you know, talking about business and, you know, ending up sharing something with him very personal, and I'm in tears. And, you know, he pulls me together and gives me the real guidance that, you know, with all the people close to me, they were not really able to get it in my head the right way. But you know, I'm a coach. I do it well for everyone else. But Gary, he got it right for me. So
Thank you. I'm happy to help.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. And so, you know, he right on the spot, he was just like, hang on a minute, to what? Like, tell me this and I'll help you. And he did. So really just realize you got a gem in Gary, and you're going to want to use it. So use it. You know, Gary and I were kind of thrown around, and we were just before too, but we kind of co-created sort of a little description, like the show, because it touches, we sort of weave this journey. So we said, you know, from first kisses to first partners to first exposures to gay or transgender to the understanding of sexuality, you know, what advice might you get on your wedding day? What happens next? Do you grow together? Do you stay apart? I mean, do you end up apart? Does that happen? And if it does, do you really want it to happen? What determined that? So sex is really critical for bonding, but it's the languages of love. That's what's needed to really have optimal sex, to really have the optimal bonding. But does anybody know each other's love languages? Do we pay attention? Do we ask? Do we have these conversations? What if we have great sex and then we begin to age? We hit shifts, menopause, or a disability, something that changes our ability to have sex, quote, the way we used to, unquote. What if that happens? So, you know, kind of just posing the question, is this a journey that exhilarates us to explore? Do we want to rise to this challenge? Or is this a road leading somewhere? Very scary. And let's rhyme that with Gary.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
No, it's probably very scary for a lot of people because it's, you know, again, our programming and what we thought we experienced is what we're supposed to have. So love languages are vital. And, you know, once I really understood that concept, that everybody is loved, but everybody is loved differently.
Tell me about these love languages, because everyone talks about them.
Well, the first example that I had is my first coach, and it's a great story, is one day his wife called him up and said, meet me downtown. And he goes, well, why? And she says, just meet me downtown. So he meets her downtown. They're in front of a building. And he looks at her again and says, like, why are we here? And she just sort of flips her head and, like, follow me. And they go into the building, get into the elevator. They get out of the elevator. They're at a marriage counselor. And again, he looks at her and goes, he's like, what are we doing here? She doesn't say anything. They get into the counselor's office, go through the preliminaries, and then the counselor asks, why are you here? And she goes, well, he doesn't love me. So he responds, he goes, what do you mean I don't love you? I hug you all the time. She goes, but you never say the words.
Wow.
See, his culture, his family upbringing was they expressed love by hugging.
Right.
Her family were speaking. They were both from different countries. So, you know, so there is the cultural differences on that. And so it's really, you know, when you understand that we all experience love and we feel loved in different ways, a great example of that is in Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages. It's phenomenal. And what he's been able to identify was that there are five basic things that people feel loved, and these are their primary needs. Now, those five things are physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, or gifts. So, you know, just think for yourself and just be able to realize is like which one of those, or maybe which two of those are the most important to you. And when you receive love that way, you feel a whole lot better. And this is sort of my extension. The golden rule is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's like, well, my love language, my primary need is words of affirmation and time. But Carol's affirmation, her top thing is acts of service. And so Carol does a lot of acts of service for me, and that's all nice, and that's like third or fourth on my list, but it's not the biggest priority for me. It's like those words and time are more valuable to me. And so when I don't receive that, then I don't feel as loved.
Right.
And I don't necessarily equate her acts of service, because she's coming from love and her experience, but I don't experience it that same way. So I think if we can be able to stop and identify what our main love languages is and what our partners are, and be able to give them the platinum rule and to love them the way that they want to be loved, then it's magic, because they're feeling loved, they're feeling happy, they're relaxed, they're comfortable, they feel safe, and you're both doing that for each other, and then magic happens. You know, so Gary Chapman's got a website where he's got a free test where you can be able to go and be able to identify what your love languages is, and it's at www.5lovelanguages.com. I think it's just like a 20 or 30 question test. You'll get it done in 5 minutes, instant assessment, and it's a very valuable tool. Get the book, practice it. The magic happened in your life.
What's that address again?
The number 5.
Yeah.
lovelanguages.com.
Got it.
So the numeral 5. Yeah, the numeral 5, lovelanguages.com. Yeah.
It's so valuable. It's so valuable. I mean, it makes so much sense. You know, people have to get you. People have to relate to you. And yeah, you know, I always say people on dating sites are looking for each other. You know, hey, do you ride a bike? Do you drive a motorcycle? Do you go to a ski lodge? Do you go to the beach? Do you like tropical vacation? You know, they're so busy checking out hobbies, materials, what kind of wine you like. And I always say the person that you'll fall in love with is somebody who adores the shit out of you. Like that's the bottom line. It's somebody that just stares at you, that if they walk by, they couldn't resist touching you. They don't even know why they touched you. They just wouldn't not touch you. You know, it's in the languages of love. If you can get on that page, you know, it's somebody who's looking at you and feeding you in that way, because you know how you want to be fed. And so when someone can meet you there, it's so powerful and so attractive that you immediately want to step up to their needs as well. Don't
exactly.
You think?
I think so. And that's where I think, you know, where we talked about earlier about the different experiences and being able to help identify who you are and what you want in a relationship. You know, when I met Carol, I had it on several different sites, and my profile was filled up with qualities of what I wanted to be able to have in my partner. Now, that list kept on evolving with all the practice dates that I had in between marriages,
right,
to be able to redefine. It says, you know, I want to be able to get closer to what it is, you know, because the second marriage, I thought I knew what I wanted, but I settled and I thought I could rescue, and, you know, I couldn't pull it out, and I fell into her hole, you know, the deep depression hole kind of thing. And so, you know, by creating that list of those qualities, and I had wound up having like 40 some different qualities on that list, and, you know, we got the majority of them, and the potential was there, and we've grown into some of the other ones that needed a little bit more work. But, you know, the relationship, you know, like we've talked about, and, you know, we'll share about that, is a transformation with menopause, and Carol's disability has been a huge lesson for both of us on how we can be able to still, you know, find ways to be, you know, to share intimacy when some of the other paths are no longer available.
That's interesting bringing that up, because, you know, it's almost like all the other boxes we're put into. You know, we think something's over because, or so you and Carol, you face some of this stuff. So, you know, how have you addressed changes and any kind of disability, something being told to somebody that's hard to hear or hard to listen, let alone might change your physical capabilities of doing something the way you did it before.
Well,
talk to me.
The two biggest things that I know that we are navigating is Carol went through menopause. And so nobody in her family had ever talked to her about it. And then when she was going through that transformation, her only living female relative that she would be able to have that conversation had a very easy time with menopause. So when Carol started going through the mood swings and her body fluids were depleting and intercourse started becoming painful for her, you know, it really affected her self-confidence because she had always tied sex to intimacy and not being able to see that, you know, there were other different levels of intimacy that could be explored. If one path is not available, let's find a new path. So those were some of the things that I started trying to be able to help her with and help her understand. And again, but I didn't have any experience with that because I didn't see my parents or grandparents talk about any of those things, but I just opened myself up to being aware and seeing the world and looking at different possibilities and different relationships and seeing some of the things they're going through. And I know that, you know, when people go through, you know, that cycle is just, it's just devastating for a lot of relationships. It's just like, okay, this has happened. So the mood changes, is it painful? It's this, all these other stuff. And a lot of relationships just start to crumble.
Yeah.
And so it's anything else. And then where we personally had another layer to this is Carol was diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, which is a neuromuscular disease that can affect your walking. There's severe weakness and fatigue, your vision problems, breathing issues, swallowing is a concern, and there's a lot of other things. So, and this also, one of the other symptoms or things, and we found out it's a rare symptom, but it affected Carol's bladder, causing incontinence, which really affected our intimacy again and ability to be able to have intercourse.
Right.
So it really, again, was a, how do we build the foundation of intimacy? One, you know, going through this, okay, so there's a dryness, there's painful before that, now there's incontinence, so there's a number of other issues that prevent intercourse. So it really is a lesson and an education of be able to build intimacy in different ways. And that's where I really feel that the love languages come into being.
Go ahead.
To be able to realize that those words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, I think was third on my list. But, you know, I'm very passionate, very sexual, and, you know, and it's something that I would love to be able to do, but, you know, Carol's situation is such. So we just need to be able to find other ways to be able to express that love and intimacy with each other, you know, until she goes into remission and some of these other situations correct themselves or are able to be, you know, be helped in other ways. But I know, you know, we wanted to be able to share that because I know there's a lot of people who are going through either a disability and, you know, as we age in boomers, women are, you know, go through the hormonal cycles that they go through and what that means in our relationships. And to be able to really create that safe place and be able to express love and feel loved and realizing that even though that none of our parents or grandparents or sex ed taught us anything and we walked into the world very naive, the first kisses that I had, I didn't understand, you know, why are we going outside? You know, there's music playing at this dance. Why are we going to go outside and be in the bushes? I didn't understand why.
Right. What's going on?
You know, the first dance, I think it was a sophomore in high school, which was the first year, and a junior girl asked me to dance, and we're dancing, started kissing, and her mouth opens. I had no idea. I had no idea what that was.
I totally hear you.
But there's, you know, just, be, you know, their awkwardness. We're all going to go through this awkwardness and going through that. But if we look at it, and that was the difference, because with the French kiss situation was I sort of got shunned by her and a bunch of the people in her circle because I didn't know. And I was probably perceived as naive and not knowing what the hell to do. But, you know, we can be able to go through and we build confidence through those experiences and learn acceptance. You know, like even we talked about, you know, all the work that's going on and transformations in the world and equalities and things like that. But it's just even within our relationships, we're all going through different needs and cycles and changes and, you know, changes in our body or our body's ability to respond. And how to be able to accept that our partner is going through something and how can we deal with it. But it's also very important, and you know, this is something that Carol's brought up, is she's going through that situation, but she also recognizes that it affects me. So, you know, as a caretaker, as a partner, we can't just, you know, just continually shelve our feelings and everything else. We need, you know, we both need to have this safe place where we can have a conversation and be able to say, you know, hey, this is what I'm missing. This is what I'd like to be able to have. I understand that this can't happen, or you can't do this anymore, but let's find another way because this is something else that I need. And with that mutual love for each other, that you look to try to be able to continue to be able to love each other and make each other happy is the primary thing. And I think that there are other ways other than what we thought about as sex.
Right. I love how you and Carol handle it. And I mean, you know, it's just such a testament. First of all, thank you for being honest. I mean, just to share something like that, because so many people do go through and they're just, it is private and, you know, they're not sure what to do, but it's the fact that you're sticking together, it's the fact that you want to stay with, I love the word that you used, you know, intimacy. It isn't all defined by the sexual act and the organs. Our orgasms and everything else come from the brain. So If we can take our brain, I'm not saying there's no basic needs, but if we can take our brain to a place where we have strategized a different way, like you said, with the languages of love, of giving each other nurturing, feeding, and infusion, then, you know, it's going to go a different way than just feeling sorry for yourself or her feeling inadequate as a woman or you feeling inadequate as a man or however that might be. I think that that's just very telling, and, you know, you would be just a great leader and a great coach on particularly that kind of subject. And I agree with the menopause too. Like, it's not taken seriously enough. It's like, ugh, menopause, and another night she has hot flashes and isn't in the mood. You know, it's serious business. It is like an illness.
Well, yeah, but it's also a transformation that, you know, your body and nature has determined that your childbearing years are over and now you've matured into a teacher or a leader, or, you know, in a different position. And I really think, you know, the body is just telling us. I think it's just the cycle of the world. You know, your bodies are designed to be able to reproduce for a number of years. And once that happens, the body just says, okay, nature says, you know, it's going to be too complicated for you to continue to be able to have babies at 60 and 70. So
right.
That's better for the younger people to keep doing that. And that's where other cultures are, you know, really strive on, you know, taking a village of people to be able to help raise the children. Because, right, you know, the people who are in their best baby making years are not always in their best maturity and wise years to be able to guide the child.
Yeah. Yeah, I so agree. And you have the power to do this. I mean, you have the power to move into it. And you're right, too, about the earlier years, you know, that awkwardness. And it's so, what's really interesting, I remember being in a game of spin the bottle. And I was like maybe a teen, an early teen, I don't know, 12 or 13 or something. And that's probably too late to not know what the hell I'm doing. But I remember it spinning on me, and, you know, like, we went outside. I didn't know what to do. Like, I literally didn't know, what do you do? So I, like, kissed the air. Like, I kissed the air, like, by his face. And I knew it was the most mortifying moment of life. Like, that's not what you do. I was positive of that, and then I did it. So that was just a mortifying memory. And to this day, I can remember it well. But what's hilarious is that it's hilarious. Like, these right? These are the awkward moments of our past, of how we got to be who we are, but we remember them. But who would have ever thought on that day? And that, it lived with me for a while, but I mean, I just never in a million years would have thought that would be one of my funniest stories, at least in my own head. No one has to laugh, but I think of my, I remember what I was wearing. I was just a freaking idiot. I mean,
well, we all are. And I think that's one of the things. And I think that's where, you know, that's why I wanted to be able to share a lot of these other things, is that even with our awkwardness. And I think, you know, I've with teenagers, and you're going through this stuff, and we go through some of these things, and they're so catastrophic, and we think that the world's going to end, but we want to be here on the other side of this and let you know that it's, you know, it's awkward then. It felt, may have felt horrible, but you're going to get through it. And if you can be able to find a way to be able to say, okay, that didn't work. Just like, you know, you didn't master walking the first time you tried it. You know, you fell on your tush a lot of times. It's going to take you a while to get the kisses, to know when the mouth opens, to be able to do this. And, you know, the first time that you're with somebody, if you know, like in my situation, we were both each other's firsts. So it was awkward. And it was just, you know, what do you do? And it was just, okay, it was just, you know, it was just an exploration and find a way.
That's a key word. That's a key word. I hate that the show has to end. I hate that it flies by so fast. It does. And I do have a little bit of a closer with my tip. I just need to say, Gary, you've been fabulous. I do have to conclude, but thank you so much for having been here today. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, my pleasure. And always happy to be able to come back and share, answer questions. So, you know, keep doing this. Keep shining this light, because I think you're going to be able to help a lot of people.
Thank you. And I will definitely be having you back. Well, today we really have traveled around many parts of what it is to engage in relationship, in experience, in ways to savor an experience. I am thankful to my guest, Gary Loper, because he has versatility. His versatility, frankly, is astounding. So you will want to check out his website, which is GaryLoper.com. And he gave you other addresses as well. And you should definitely go there. You'll be blown away. I want to tell you today's straight up sex tip. Very important. We are the ones who get to turn this game around. I'm sometimes going to say things twice because they're powerful. We are the ones who get to turn this game around. See, we can't be judged if we're the ones making the rules or if we have the loudest voice. Straight up sex talk is a movement. It's time for the exploration of the orientation your soul was meant to be. It's time for acceptance of sexual experience, even if the sexual experience changes through time, through growth. We still need to learn to be patient. We need to get creative. We can take any situation that is difficult when sex changes or tough things hit, and we can make it a good situation because we are in charge. We are in charge. The day has arrived where the design of a family and the lifestyles we create can be founded in love and truth and dedication. Are there people who will always have a negative spin on someone else's choices? Come on, of course. Of course. And can that be super intimidating? Just totally intimidating. Absolutely. But we're talking about people who are judging other people's choices. Very tough. Okay, but how do we get past this? You ready for my answer? My tip for the day? We change the world. Does that sound cliche? Listen up, listeners. We change the world. We are all here because we now belong to a movement that stands for safety, and it stands for freedom of choice. It stands for lifetime bliss, and it definitely stands for support every step of the way. Guess what? You get to love you. And guess what else? We get to love each other. So let's get really loud. I so appreciate that you are really busy people. So when you take the time to stop and you listen to Straight Up Sex Talk, that is just truly appreciated. And I really do thank you from the bottom of my heart that you make that choice. Please don't forget to check out Passionate Potential. I told you that's Passionate Potential. It's all one word. PassionatePotential.com. When you shop for anything connected to sexuality, you do want to be safe. Ideally, choose one site. You don't want to be inundated with photos and ads because you were surfing the net. PassionatePotential.com is literally so fun. It's organized. It creates a really great experience from the minute you're starting to check it out. But the good stuff is it has customer service. The good stuff is it has an 800 number somebody answers. It has a return policy. It maintains confidentiality. Choose whatever's best for you, but stay safe. And for goodness sakes, have a blast. I am so glad that you are on this journey. I'm so glad we're on it together. Each and every one of you matters to me. So I want you to know that I'd love you to join us next week on Straight Up Sex Talk. And in the meantime, it's really important to me that you have a purposeful and playful week. Remember, the movement has begun. Thanks.